Hello everyone, my name is Ruowei Liu. Our poster presentation is about evaluating the gender representativeness of Twitter. As we know, there have been enormous and growing interests in location-based social media in recent decades. Twitter is one of the most popular location-based social media platforms that has been applied in all kinds of cross-disciplinary research, such as presidential election forecasting, disease surveillance, disaster management, human mobility, and so on. Despite of the success of such research, the representative bias of location-based social media data is under investigation, and a good understanding of such bias remains to be a knowledge gap. Therefore, this study focuses on the representative bias in Twitter data, which refers to the structural or compositional difference between Twitter population of a study area and the corresponding local population. The representative bias can significantly affect modeling accuracy and potentially lead to unreliable findings. This study aims to evaluate the representativeness of Twitter data by comparing demographic information of Twitter users with it of local population. We proposed two research questions. What is the difference of gender between Twitter user and local population in Clark County, Georgia, at census tract level? How the difference distributes across the county? Data we need for this research are from two sources. One is Twitter, which we collected geotag tweets without keywords from December 2017 to April 2018 in Clark County to capture the active Twitter users. The Twitter dataset includes information about Twitter ID, time of creation, tweet text, latitude, longitude, place name, user ID, URL of the profile image. Another is census data, which we use estimated male and female population from 2013 to 2017 American Community Survey 5-year data as a crop approximation. Because census 2010 data is a little bit far from the study period. In Figure 1, the left map shows the density of geotagged tweets, and the right one shows the percentage of male and female population in Clark County at census tract level. Figure 2 shows the workflow of the study. First, by pre-processing the Twitter data, we remove the bot accounts, which refers to the non-human accounts on Twitter, and locate each tweet based on the geotagged information. Second, we extract the Twitter users. Since one user may tweet in several different locations, we set the census tract appear from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. as one's home location. If there is no location appear during that time, we use the most frequent one during daytime as their home location. In this process, we detect about 1,000 unique Twitter users in Clark County. Third, we apply a face recognition service named Face++ to automatically infer gender of Twitter users based on their profile images. Noted that, although there may be more than two categories in gender classification, due to the limitation of the face recognition service and the convenience of the study, we consider gender as a binary variable here. Meanwhile, we obtain the gender information of the local population from the ACS data. Finally, by comparing the gender information of Twitter users with local population, we calculate the representativeness value, R sub M or R sub F. The representativeness value is defined as R sub M equals to M sub T divided by M sub ACS, where R sub M is representativeness of male, M sub T is percentage of male Twitter users, M sub ACS is percentage of male local population. Noted that we use male as an example here. If the representativeness value is within 10% difference of balance, We consider that Twitter users fairly represent the local population. The balance here means that representativeness value equals to 1. If the value is 10 to 30% higher than balance, we consider that Twitter users slightly overrepresent the local population. If the value is more than 30% higher than balance, we consider that Twitter users highly overrepresent the local population. On the opposite side, if the R value is 10 to 30% or more than 30% lower than balance, we consider Twitter users slightly underrepresent or highly underrepresent the local population, respectively. Now, let me move to the results section. Figure 3 and 4 show the spatial distribution of male and female representativeness. We can see that in the census tracts of downtown and University of Georgia, which is in the center of Clark County, male are slightly overrepresented on Twitter. In other words, female are slightly underrepresented on Twitter. Then move from the center, in several census tracts of suburban areas around downtown and UGA, male are either highly or slightly overrepresented on Twitter. In other words, female are either highly or slightly underrepresented on Twitter. This situation is also illustrated in Figure 5. In the wide rural areas of the county, male are generally overrepresented on Twitter. In other words, female are generally underrepresented on Twitter. Figure 5 and 6 show relationship between Twitter users and local population in spatial and non-spatial perspectives. Figure 6 is actually an enlarged version of the legend in Figure 5. The information in them is correspondent to the one in Figure 3 and 4. Fairly representing can be interpreted as high percentage of Twitter users to high percentage of local population, medium percentage of Twitter users to medium percentage of local population, or low to low. Overrepresenting can be interpreted as high percentage of Twitter users to low percentage of local population. Underrepresenting can be interpreted as low percentage of Twitter users to high percentage of local population. Therefore, from Figure 5 and 6, we can see in more than half of the census tracts, male population are overrepresented on Twitter, and there is no census tract with both high percentage of male Twitter users and population, but few for female. In the future, we plan to further develop this research in the whole U.S. and explore not only the representativeness of gender, but also race and age. Hopefully, we can find some interesting results. However, there are some limitations in this research. First, in Twitter data collection part, it is possible that we may not capture all the active Twitter users. Second, in user extraction part, some users may just travel to Georgia and send out tweets rather than being the residents. Third, in the gender inference part, some users may use others' photos or photos with more than one person as their profile images. In this situation, it is hard to detect the actual gender of the user. In sum, this research bridges the connection between the Twitter population and local population by providing an estimated representativeness of Twitter in the study area. The research methods and findings offer a good reference for future studies using location-based social media. Thanks for listening, and feel free to contact me if you have any questions.